Reading from the Book of Wisdom. Before the Lord, the whole universe is as a grain from a balance, or a drop of morning dew come down upon the earth. But you have mercy on all, because you can do all things, and you overlook people's sins, that they may repent. For you love all things that are, and loathe nothing that you have made. For what you hated, you would not have fashioned. And how could a thing remain unless you willed it, or be preserved, had it not been called forth by you? But you spare all things because they are yours. O Lord and lover of souls, for your imperishable spirit is in all things. Therefore, you rebuke offenders little by little, warn them and remind them of the sins they are committing, that they may abandon their wickedness and believe in you, O Lord. The word of the Lord. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him. In accord with the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, brothers and sisters, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our assembling with him, not to be shaken out of your minds suddenly, or to be alarmed either by a spirit or by an oral statement or a letter allegedly from us to the effect that the day of the Lord is at hand. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from the first reading. For you love all things that are. Love the sinner. You have probably heard that phrase, but I haven't used it all in its entirety. Love the sinner, but hate the sin. And perhaps that might capture what we heard in our first reading today from the Book of Wisdom. The author, who is attributed to King Solomon, but perhaps he did not write it, really indicates that God is love, and that is something we should have learned one of the very first things about God, whether in Catholic school or religious ed. And everything that God has made was made out of love, and God had willed everything to be good. But unfortunately, humanity sins against God. Humans choose to do evil rather than good, and they sin against him. But one thing that the author wanted to convey is this, that in God is found mercy. If the sinner wishes to return, God indeed will show mercy and forgiveness. And once again, that person will experience what it means that God is good and that God desires us to do what is good and right. A good example today was found in our gospel passage, Zacchaeus, a man who was tremendously wealthy and a tax collector, and that's probably how he gained his wealth, was to defraud other people and their taxes. But he converted. God called him to goodness, and he realized that he had sinned, but his desire now was to share in the goodness of the Lord. I hope that we always remember these words from the Book of Wisdom, to love the sinner, but to hate the sin. As we stand before God, we too, hopefully he says to each and every one of us, I love you well, but I hate the sins that you commit. We are continuing passing on information to you regarding the Diocesan Capital Campaign. And this weekend we have a lay person from the parish, a fellow parishioner, who's give a testimonial in his giving to support the Diocesan Capital Campaign. Steve Lechner, a member of our parish only within the past couple of years, will be speaking to you and encouraging you as well to give your support to the Diocesan Capital Campaign.
Thank you, Monsignor, and good morning, everyone. As Monsignor mentioned, my name is Steve Lechner. For those of you who don't know me, I grew up here in Prairie du Chien, actually up on a farm on Highway 27. Almost 40 years ago, I moved away from the area. But a little more than 2 years ago, my wife Elisa and I moved back to Prairie du Chien to retire. Once we got back here, I wanted to get involved with the parish. And almost immediately, I was asked to consider teaching CCD, which I had never done before. I'm now beginning my third year of teaching seventh grade CCD. I also train and schedule altar servers. I myself serve Mass, daily Mass here at St. John's, also at St. Gabriel when there's no school. I serve for funerals when I'm available or when I'm needed. You may even see me here on weekends periodically serving and helping some of the younger servers. As of this year, I'm one of the newest members of the Parish Pastoral Council. Also this year, I'm teaching middle school religion at Prairie Catholic School. So I guess I'm fairly involved. I came here to retire, and God had other plans. I want to speak briefly about the Inspired by the Spirit Capital Campaign, which you've all heard about and received information about in the mail. My wife and I have made a pledge to this campaign over and above our weekly offering. We understand and realize that it takes a lot of money to maintain and make repairs on large church buildings like this. There are some repairs needed here, right here at St. John's, that most people don't see. And it's not in the brochure because this came up since the printing of the brochure. There's some major water damage in the sacristies here. Most people don't see these areas. The boilers in the basement of St. John Church here have completely failed and need to be repaired or replaced before winter, which is right around the corner. These are big ticket items. Keep in mind the church, the Catholic Church, the diocese, our parish, depends solely on donations. These church buildings are our home. They're our spiritual home. The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is celebrated here every day. What a privilege it is to be able to attend Mass every day. This is God's house. Jesus literally lives here in the tabernacle. We love our Catholic faith, and we want to support our parish, which, by the way, is the fifth precept of the church, to support your local parish. These parishes, St. John's, St. Gabriel, were established in the late 1800s, or in the 1800s, St. Gabriel in the early 1800s, St. John in the late 1800s. Now one parish, Holy Family Parish. But these churches were established and built by those before us, that came before us. They did this so we would have a place to worship and to live our holy Catholic faith. And it's up to us to carry on this endeavor for our families and their families and for generations to come. Speaking of families, we're a family here. We're a parish family. We're a spiritual family. We're the body of Christ, the church. We have many members, everyone essential, necessary, important. God is calling each of us every day. My wife and I have found that when we give to God from the heart and faith, we have always received it back and more, not only monetarily, but spiritually. We are convinced that God will never be outdone in generosity. The more we give, the more he gives. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much to you, Steve, and also to Jim Welch, who spoke at the two Masses on Saturday. You should have received in the mail about 2 weeks ago a brochure from the diocese outlining where the money will go, 35% to the diocese and 60% return here to do projects that I have listed to needing attention. It's really almost only the beginning. Our target amount here for the parish is $580,000. And I'm happy to say, as of Friday, we're already at 56% of our target amount in pledges and giving. And this comes from only 22 envelope holders from the parish. We have 750. If every household would give, we would have money that we could do other projects that need to be done to continue to do improvements to our buildings and our grounds. Soon you will receive a pledge card, and I would hope that you would please consider to give over and above than what you're giving already. The diocese is targeting $45 a month for 5 years. This way we can reach our target amount and hopefully even exceed it. And as I said, what would happen is that more money would be returned to the parish so that we can continue to do the things that need to be done here. I thank you for your attention. I hope that you will pray for the success of our capital campaign, for the diocese, and for our parish family.